This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 672. I am Brian Kilby. How are you guys doing? Everything good?
We're all very tired, except for Matt, who's kind of okay.
Who is the one person who's actually awake this week, which is weird.
Scary.
I just downed some knockoff Red Bull that I've added some a bottled energy shot to, so I'll be good in a minute.
I love knockoff Red Bull.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And Don, you might want to mute.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Do what?
You might want to mute, Don.
I just want to say hey, everybody, before I'm shutting it off into silent land.
Okay. Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now mute.
Okay, now shove off into silent land.
Now shove off into silent land.
So, love you, Don.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. So Don's Skype is completely screwed up. Thank you, Skype, for allowing us to do this. And their big Skype logo. Okay. But Don can't see anybody. He can't see anything, but his video is blurred. And it is so much better. Not that I didn't like his background before, but it's just very fitting because it now makes his background look fake. It makes him look like he's like on the moon or something, and then he's put his kitchen back there as like the fake background to make it look like he's still at home.
I haven't closed all my cabinets. I mean, geez.
At the girlfriend's.
Oh.
So Skype just rolled out the update where you can replace your background with an image that you set. We need to like watch and take a screenshot of Don when he's not there so we get a clean background. And then next time all of us will just be in Don's apartment.
That is so great. That is great. That is a great idea.
That's a terrible idea, but that's the most terrifying thing
I've heard in a long time.
I love that. Thank you, Skype. Actually, let me real quick. Things are a little loose right now because, we're going to have some fun during this quarantine. Skype. Thanks. What's this podcast? Message. I want to read the verbiage. Okay. I need to make sure that I'm doing this right. Okay. I'll find it and I'll share it later. Oh, wait, brand guidelines. Oh, here we go. If you want to use Skype in a broadcast, movie, or podcast, you may be required to use certain Skype brand assets. For all broadcast terms of service. This is great.
Great
podcasting material. Oh, man. Where's the... Okay, they may not have it anymore. But, they don't have it listed anymore. But you just have to say, thank you, Skype, for allowing us to use this. And for perpetuity and blah, 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 every 15 minutes. So if we have to make it up, what we should do is just post a podcast where it's just us for like an hour and a half thanking Skype.
So like Rob had a good idea that he just put in our Skype chat. I don't know if you might want to share that.
Don's apartment as a gift Skype/Zoom background for patrons.
Don, I like it.
Can you take a photo from like your vantage point so we can do that?
I bet if we go back a few episodes, we can probably find a decent shot.
When you have to go to the bathroom or something.
Or if he just opens the laptop, usually you can take a screenshot. Just make sure like he's not in it. Like do it from the side of the computer.
Yeah, we'll do it. I love that. Okay. That's genius.
We'll work on that off hours.
Yes. Okay, so lots of stuff going on, I guess. I just posted a new episode of RFC Throwback to the public, episode 2. On that episode, a couple things. The big thing is our Life Can Be Sacrificed for Peace on Earth watch party from TFCon USA 2017. That was going to be an episode of the What's Happened to the Headmasters podcast, but thematically it really didn't fit, and I've had that for years, and I'm like, yeah, let's just use it for a podcast. So that's out there, tfradio.net, available to everybody. The new episode, episode 4, is going to be posted to Patreon here in a couple of days. It'll be the April episode. It'll probably be May when it's posted, though. We've had some delays, so... Well, that means we'll have two in May. One early, one late. And we will be recording an episode if it's a done deal. If you have any questions between now and tomorrow when we record it, get them in. And, of course, we have our Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. We love you. You're the best. You're the best. And let's just go into the breaking news. Can we do that? I think it's worthwhile.
Sure.
Chris, you just posted this. What?
Yep. So Deadline posted an article within the last couple hours, apparently revealing that a Transformers animated format prequel is, like, not Transformers animated series, but an animated movie that is going to be basically an origin story. They have a director attached to it and possibly writers defined here. So what I'm getting from this, I just read this a few moments ago. This is not going to be in the same continuity with the Bumblebee movie or the Bay movies. It's going to be its own separate thing.
So it'll be nothing.
Apparently, the live action movies, according to this, are still on track in some capacity, but probably just because nobody wants to say that they're not, even though they're probably not. We'd heard rumors about some kind of an animated Transformers movie coming out for the last, like, 2.5 years, I want to say. This is, like, the first concrete development we've had of it since ever. So this is going to be a co-production between E1 and Paramount, which makes sense since Hasbro has handed off, I think, all of their media production to Entertainment One following the acquisition.
Okay.
So the director they have is Josh Cooley, who won an Oscar for Best Animated Film on Toy Story 4.
Okay,
so
well, that's a step up.
Yeah, that's not a bad pedigree to have at all.
So the best Transformers animated movie, quality-wise, is what, Beast Hunters? So this will be a step up from that.
Yeah, I guess so.
People are like, weird, what about Transformers the movie? What about it? So, you know, but the way it's written, animated Transformers, I'm like, David Kay, the last couple days, has been on Twitter saying that we need to have a Transformers season, animated season 4. And other people have been chiming in. I'm like, did he know something we didn't? But, you know, this is way less cool than Transformers animated season 4 or Transformers animated movie.
Yeah.
Which is what I would want. Okay.
Well, naturally.
Okay, well, that was breaking news. It's not the news that we wanted. Nor
is it the news we deserved?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. Hey, one thing I wanted to post or talk about, former RFC-er Hooper X, posted about this on Facebook, and then, Anthony TFU Info picked it up. I've got a 3D printer, but right now it doesn't work. I'm in the process of fixing it. But, there's a lot of stuff on Shapeways, and there's stuff on, if you're a 3D printer aficionado or somebody has a 3D printer, you've almost certainly used Thingiverse, which you can go and download the STL files. And there's a lot of cool stuff on there. But a lot of the coolest stuff has been, you know, on Shapeways, which means that you have to pay for the file and not the vial, but you have to pay to get it printed. You don't print it yourself. You don't have the file. It's a one-time deal. So I did some backtracking and the person that created this, it's called Funbee Studios, and I'll share the picture here. This is Swerve's Bar from The Lost Light. This thing is amazing. It's a bunch of different pieces, but it's just the coolest looking thing. But turns out what it is, you buy the file. In this case, I signed up for the Patreon. They have a bunch of stuff, and you can print it. Now, the challenge is, this one right here, it's probably a solid week, for my printer, it's probably a solid week of printing it and babysitting it, making sure that it doesn't fail. So this isn't like, hey, can you print me that? I don't know that I can print me that, but I have it in case I ever am able to do it. But there's going to be a ton of printing, a ton of fixing, resurfacing, sanding, filing, washing it with alcohol, a lot of that, a lot of painting, adding electronics, a ton of work, but it's an awesome looking project. And
I believe there was an option with this, where the like bar base is a solid piece and you don't have to mess with the lighting and the,
there's a lighted version and a non-lighted version. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of stuff on this Patreon. It's called Funbee Studios. They also have a website, but the Patreon, it's $5 a month. Funbie Studios. And, I mean, there's a lot of G1 stuff, like, it's my internet down. So, like, right here, I'm not going to show too much. This is from their Patreon, and this is not open to the public, but this is on their website, so they can show it. But it's like the Space Bridge Receiver, and there's a bunch of things like this that they've done that's just super cool.
Yeah.
We're not associated with them. I don't know them as far as I know. Maybe I do, but I don't know them as Funbee Studios. But a lot of neat stuff here. So once I have my 3D printer up and running, I will be making some of this stuff. Very cool. Definitely worth checking out. It's on Patreon. It's Funbee Studios, F-U-N-B-I-E Studios. They also have a website. Now, the one cool thing they have, again, not affiliated at all. Like I said, I don't even know. But they have like some track extension stuff for Omega Supreme and different pieces, different shapes. So this is awesome. This is great. I'm super excited about this. I can't wait to make some of these things. And since I was showing this off, we have lost Matt and Don.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they just couldn't handle it.
Don again lives like 2 hours from me, so we have similar weather patterns. I'm going to have a horrific storm tonight, apparently. So, potential flooding. So my basement certainly will be flooded. If nothing else, he may be already experiencing that. So I don't know what happened to Matt. He's got poor internet. So we'll see if they come back. You know,
Don's saying he can't rejoin the call, so I will send him a new.
Oh yeah, please.
Yeah, Don's having the normal Don problem.
It's a Don problem. For it's a Don
deal. It's a Don problem.
So, yeah. Okay. Diecast. Oh, Chris, you got some stuff this week. What did you get?
A microwave.
I know.
I picked up the Netflix Siege Voyagers.
What do you think?
I haven't, like, opened them or messed with them much. I didn't feel urgent about that since you talked about them last week.
But, like, in package, Megatron, what do you think?
The Megatron looks really nice in person. I don't think, you know, little Skype video over YouTube would probably do it justice. I might try to get some pictures of that in the near future. Hotlink, I'm still kind of undecided on, but I went ahead and grabbed it just in case I decided, you know what, I actually do like that. Because it kind of sucked to have that be a Skywarp situation again, where, like, you wait a couple months or even, like, 4 weeks and you can't get it anymore. What I did get that I will talk about is the Spy Patrol 3rd unit, which is the Generation Select. Oh, that came. Selects.
Mine shipped.
I got mine through Entertainment Earth.
Is going to ship. It was a Burning Convoy that shipped. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, but people are getting notification that their Spy Patrol sets are fulfilling from Pulse.
Today.
So.
Yeah, got it.
Next few days, yeah.
And the last wave of C-Cons also. I also already have those.
Ooh, let me check my email.
So this set is Wing Thing, which is an orange Rat Bat, which is accurate to all updated versions of Wing Thing. Like, there's the Masterpiece one, which is the red Rat Bat, or the orange Rat Bat. We don't have a red Rat Bat. That could look pretty good. And then there is Frenzy, the blue one, although I think some of the printed materials...
Can you show it again? I had to slip away to just try to add Don back.
Do what now?
Can you show Frenzy again?
Yeah, so there's Frenzy, the blue one, although I think some of the print materials in this also call it Rumble.
Rumble, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, even Hasbro at this point is just throwing their hands up in the air and is like, just call it whatever. We don't want to be involved in this anymore.
I appreciate the sowing of confusion on this. It is appreciated.
Their official stance is we don't even know.
I appreciate the disavowing of any knowledge of the individual identities of these little cassette men.
Mm-hmm. Don, mute.
I muted him.
He's fine. So Frenzy is not any different from Rumble physically, you know, and that's to be expected. That's what it should be. So, you know, together they look about like they should. I actually think, based on how Frenzy looks, that Rumble's red needs to be more saturated than it is. That's about the only kind of issue that arises with these. So the other two in the set are ultimately going to be Double Dealer's Power Masters. So there is Scar and Knock. Yeah, they're in frame. These each have a new piece on them. So the bat head is a little bit different looking, and the robot head on this one is differently styled too. It looks a little bit more like the Power Master helmet mask kind of shape. So it's not entirely an arbitrary thing they did making this be a Power Master character. It's still mostly an arbitrary thing they did, but you know, there's a little bit put into it. I really like the colors, though. Like, this color combination looks good on this mold.
Yeah.
Like, with this, the slightly more muted red that it turns out kind of works better than I think it does in the long run on Rumble. And this really light purple with the yellow is a really nice combination. Like, both of these turned out really nicely decoed. And I think Wing Thing and Frenzy only kind of don't hold up quite as well because they're a little bit more beholden to what the original versions were. Like, Frenzy had to match Rumble or it wouldn't be right in terms of deco. And, you know, Wing Thing, I guess they could have added a little bit of, like, highlighting, some silver or gold inside the wings to pick it out a little bit more. But at the same time, like, I think that also would have kind of distracted. And it's not even actually using Ratbat's entire paint mask because Ratbat's like all paint across the front. This is, I think, the Ratbat's cast all in purple plastic, and the gunmetal parts are all painted on, and only part of Wing Thing is painted on the body. So I'm not exactly sure why they didn't do a little bit more with Wing Thing. It's like the most plain looking one of the bunch, but on the other hand, there is that much more exposed orange, and I can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
The only complaint I have is that the one hinge on this Batwing came with several stress marks in it already.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not getting worse with movement that I can tell, so like it's probably just a misfired pin situation that is, you know, it is what it is, and it'll be fine going forward, but I hate when that happens. And then I want to just update a little bit on King Poseidon, having had a chance to put it together. It's basically, you know, the typical Combiner Wars experience. It could definitely be more stable. The ankles are a little bit tipsy. It will twist around the 5mm pegs that plug in. And it leans a little bit forward or back, just depending how you have the weight distributed. There's not like a straight up and down stance you can get it in. And as anybody probably expected, holding up any of the C-cons as a gun is off the table. It's out of the question. You can kind of do the gun stand thing with one of the combiner hands. It takes a little bit of fiddling to get the fingers and thumb arranged where it will actually sit stable and level. But it is, I think, a better option than trying to use them as handheld weapons for the combiner, which is just a no-go.
Mm.
But it's really pretty.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's beautiful.
I think that pretty much wraps up what I got, unless I've forgotten something. Just assume that's it.
Okay. Anybody else? Don.
Yes. Only two things this week. My local Target actually put out something new, and I was quite surprised to walk in. And I decided to buy probably the only Constructicon Studio series I'm going to get, and I got Scrapper. He was my favorite G1 Constructicon. And this robot mode actually looks like a robot and not a big wheelie thing or a pogo stick or a, you know, exploded something or the other.
A poop monster.
A poop monster.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, I mean, and he looks good in robot mode, and he's got a definite, you know, kind of presence. And I thought if I'm going to get any one Constructicon, might as well be Scrapper. So I went ahead and picked him up.
So and also whoever out there can't complete their Devastator because they can't get a Scrapper, it's Dawn's fault.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, again, if I'm not real hepped up on him once I get everything done, you know, if someone needs him, I can probably sell him.
I bought just, you know, a scrap metal. I think that's what the steam shovel one was, scrap metal. Like, I bought just that and not any of the others. So I'm also contributing to people not being able to complete a Devastator.
Yeah. But I decided to get his wave mate, Sentinel Prime.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Mainly just because the leader class toy was always an absolute god-awful frustration. It's in a box somewhere half-transformed because I just gave up. Because I could not get anything lined up to get him in truck mode. So I'm hoping this will be a bit of a better experience. Besides, he looks good as a Voyager. So I went ahead and picked him up. But that's really it. It's everything else is either in transit or there just ain't nothing else around.
Cool. Anybody else?
I got some. So I went to Walmart for essentials again. And someone was saying how they're not really putting the Netflix stuff out yet, probably because they have other things to do, or it's just, you
some
know,
Walmart, typical, so we sell essentials right now, depending where you live.
Typical Walmart. Yeah. That, you know, they do the reset like 2 weeks after it's supposed to be done.
Or 3 weeks before.
Yeah. Depending. So I walked down the toy aisle since I had to get essentials. So I figured I'd take a quick stroll. And I look up on the shelf and I see one box that says week 13 and it was Ultra Magnus.
What do you think?
He gives me the Ghostbuster vibe with these little pink accessories.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Because they kind of look like protons, the proton pack waves. So,
yeah.
And they fit on his shoulder cannons nicely. I realized after I put them on there, they're actually supposed to go on the end of rung for the gun. And I also didn't realize till I looked at the instructions that this is the way with the feet down that he's supposed to hold the gun. I actually thought it was some sort of like metal detector because he's got that round circular thing on the one end.
I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's the first rung I got because I could never find a rung in the store and I ordered it on Amazon and yes, exactly. Yeah,
I ordered mine on Amazon, but again, essentials come first. So God knows when it'll come.
Yeah. It still says delivery date pending. Like they don't even know when they're going to get it. And I don't even know if they would get it at this point.
There's still the Earthrise one as a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I'm going to end up getting that or if they're just going to cancel my order and I'm going to have to replace.
Maybe both.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. How's the battle damage on that Magnus versus, I mean, is it
you can't anymore? See that?
Well, I mean, no.
It's all battle damage.
No, I mean, when he was holding it up.
It's done right. It's actually like, you know, like there's white at the bottom and then it goes up into battle damage. I don't think it's not like, you know, poops splatter like the sieges were. So I don't mind this battle damage. And I think it's gonna be because it's awfully symmetrical. Yeah, the Netflix series is gonna be a little bit darker. I feel like this will actually look more like the renders in the show or the characters in the show, but I mean who knows till that actually comes out. Does anyone know when that's even coming out?
No. I think it was supposed to be June.
But Hasbro, I don't think we know.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently didn't get mentioned in today's quarterly review, and I don't know that it's listed anywhere.
So that Ultra Magnus toy got issued twice, both with battle damage, and we never got a powered convoy colors.
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about that.
Well, I mean, It's not like the mold has disappeared. There's still a possibility.
No, I don't think there is.
No. He feels so small, though, because I did the DNA upgrade kit.
Oh, yeah.
I've always had that problem with that Magnus. He does feel small.
Yeah.
He does.
So I got the DNA upgrade kit ordered for this one. So.
Do they do a specific one for that version now, or are you just getting a duplicate?
Really?
No, they actually did a specific one for this.
Cool. Nice.
It matches the paint damage, I guess you could say. So, yeah. And then I also got the World War II Bumblebee, the Jeep.
Oh, I ordered that from XV's link today. So.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
I got the,
I appreciate
the three
it.
Of them. It was him. It was Crosshairs like you have.
No, it's Roadbuster.
Roadbuster and
Shatter.
And Shatter. Yeah. But that's all I got.
Cool.
Rob? Yeah, that's not World War II Bumblebee anyway. That's just, it's the Jeep. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeep Bumblebee. Yeah.
Jeep will be.
Rob, did you get anything?
Got a couple more volumes of Dragon Ball, so I just need one more to finally have the whole thing in one format.
Sweet.
Cool. tfradio.net/claylist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go. So one off-topic thing. I don't normally do off-topic, but this is a PSA. So the TurboGrafx 16 Mini was delayed in North America and basically till next year. And last week we were talking about it on Twitter. I forgot who it was, but tweeted at me. I was like, hey, I ordered mine from Amazon Japan. I have it. So I looked it up. And guess what? I was able to order my TurboGrafx 16 Mini. I paid $3 more for it. Shipped from Japan and got it like in 3 days than I would have paid just getting it with tax and waiting until January. So
that's very nice. Actually.
Yeah. So it's sold out, but they still have the Core Graphics Mini and the PC Engine Mini. So
what's the difference between the Core Graphics and the PC Engine Minis?
What was that?
What's the difference between the Core Graphics Mini and the PC Engine Mini?
So, the Core Graphics Mini, so they each have a different chassis, I believe, but it's basically the same guts.
Okay.
The PC Engine Mini does not have turbo on the controllers. The TurboGrafx 16 is called turbo because it has turbo switches on the controllers. The Core Graphics does have turbo switches. The Deco is different on the controllers. But otherwise, they're basically the same. You can switch between the Japanese and the American, or I guess in that case, Europe, menu back and forth easily. So they've got the same game lists, I believe, or so close to it that it doesn't matter. They have English. They have all the different languages as an option. So they're all effectively interchangeable with some minimal cosmetic detail. So I'm sure the TurboGrafx menu will come back in stock if that's the one you specifically want, but if I had known they had the Core Graphics Mini, I might have just gotten that one because I think it's cooler looking. So, but that's just a PSA. I ordered something here back in February and it came. I haven't opened it yet. I just love it though. It's the Soldier Machine. Basically, it's kind of like Happy Meal or McDonald's food bots. So there's a hamburger. a strawberry shortcake, a milk bottle, a cone of ice cream, and some French fries. And the French fries say fried potato on it. So it's actually, this was more than it's probably worth. I think it was like $20 or $25, which looking at it, it's not really worth that. But I haven't opened it yet. I haven't had time because that's the fire in which we burn. Something I ordered last week. Haven't listened to it. Haven't opened it yet. But it was for sale. There's only, I think, between the three different versions, only 450 copies made, something like that. It's the Cybertronic Spree, Transformers 1986 cover album. It's the cover of the Transformers soundtrack, Transformers the movie soundtrack. You know, hey, I've got it, so I can listen to it when I hook my record player back up. What else? Oh, yeah, so I got Roadbuster and his floppy arms. I haven't transformed it yet. It looks nice. It looks really nice. It does look really good. It's small. It's a good reminder because I'm very I'm very familiar with the Dark of the Moon figures because I actually, as far as movie figures go, I probably bought more of those than anything. And my former employer had, you know, there was Top Spin robot. So I had multiples of the decos of that. So I'm very familiar with that, and I had this one as well. And it's so much smaller, but I think it's better looking and it feels better except for the floppy arms. So, hopefully when I transform it, I'll have some more thoughts, but, floppy arms, but otherwise it's not too bad. Three more things real quick. One more 1985 Happy Meal toy. It's the green and black Bumblebee. So it's kind of like Wasp, I guess.
Yeah.
That's animated. Yeah. So, I don't want to say the economy is driving the price of these down, but I think the economy is driving the price of these down. So I'm very pleased with that, actually. Which one? I think I'm going to go with last. Okay. This is, I guess officially it is the C69 Transformers Movie preview version of Ultra Magnus, which is a Toys R Us exclusive. You recall, Ultra Magnus in the preview that's on the laser disc of Transformers the Movie is in his powered convoy colors. So this is effectively his powered convoy, but it's labeled the movie preview version. This was, grail isn't the right word because it's not like it's, you know, there's not like
it's
there's
a one grail. Off
it's not the actual Diaclone powered convoy.
But I kind of wanted this one more.
I can see that.
Because honestly, yeah. I see the Diaclone one more than I see this one. At least online, I feel like. So, very pleased with this one, and I got it for substantially less than the going rate. Because nice. It has been opened. Looks like it's been opened in once, so. And I can live with it. Because I can live with it. So, I'm very pleased with that.
If you can't live with it, just send it my way. I will certainly
live with it. No, dibs.
And the last item, so there's a little story here. Ant was showing this off on Twitter. It's something that he learned from the TF Wiki. And I'm like, I saw it, and I'm like, oh, man, I remember. There's a guy, and I can't remember his name. Steve something, I think. He's on the Facebook groups, I think, like the Oklahoma Transformers group, and a couple others. No, I'm not in Oklahoma, but he has this amazing collection of what I used to call, like, artifacts. I think they're called oddities now. People refer to them as oddities, but like licensed items, like the Transformers toothbrush or the Ultra Magnus voice changer. But Ant was talking about how he didn't know about this, that this existed. And I only knew about it like for a couple months longer than Ant did. But I had to have it when I saw it. So it is G1 Sandbot. There are a couple different variations.
Yes.
There are a couple different variations in different colors. This one is the red with the red helmet. It's effectively supposed to be Optimus Prime, but it's a bucket with like a sand sieve or whatever, a couple of little sand tools, and this thing is much less common than you would think, at least in a decent condition.
Yeah, because I'm sure most of the people who bought them were buying them to play with them.
Yeah, what collector kept that? So most of this stuff is probably like new old stock. It was like discovered in a stock room. But I did a search on eBay, and I found two. One that was just like the bucket that had been used and nasty and ugly and everything, and it was $70.
Oh, wow.
Just for the bucket.
Wow.
And I found this one where I'm not going to say how much I paid for it, but the seller had it.
Because Kim might hear you.
And the seller had it, and they were trying to sell it, and they couldn't sell it for they dropped the price. And I looked, I'm like, $70 versus that. I'm like, it's not that big of a leap. So I messaged them and asked them if it was still for, you know, still available. He's like, yeah, but I'm pretty firm on the price. I'm like, I'm good with the price. So, he put it up. I put in an offer. He put it up at a much higher price than what he was originally asking for it. It's like, hey, just in case somebody's stupid enough to pay this, I'm going to put it up at this price. send the offer and I'll let it go for a little while. And if nobody offers me, you know, what I'm asking, I'll just accept the offer. And 10 minutes later, he accepted it. So, and I had it like 2 days later. So I'm very pleased with this. Yeah. Most people probably destroyed these as a kid. So, and it, I'm trying to be careful with it because it's not made of the best plastic, but, I kind of love it. It's pretty awesome. So I think that's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those weird Transformers items.
Oh yeah, and I love it. It's my new favorite. So I saw somebody, I saw on Facebook, a Facebook group where this, apparently they must be discovered occasionally. It was a pristine, beautiful G1 Transformers duffel bag that was still like in the plastic and everything, and I almost pulled the trigger on it. Like, it does, it's not a robot. It doesn't transform into anything. It's not, it's not like you can't play with it. So I held off on it, but I just like stuff like this. So, okay. That's what we got this week. Okay. So, let's jump to the news. TFCon, Toronto has been delayed. Hey, they didn't cancel, right? They delayed it.
Rescheduled.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically back to back now with TFCon USA.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Traditionally, TFCon Toronto takes place, I believe, in July, towards the end of July, and they've moved to Labor Day weekend.
So let's see here.
So they've actually rescheduled. Yeah. They've actually rescheduled TFCon to coincide with my birthday this year, and I cannot responsibly go.
Aw.
That's about the most 2020 thing that's...
Yeah, it's really on brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Don's walking away.
Bye, Don.
It's time to take a screenshot. Can somebody take a screenshot while Don is gone? I can't do it and run my stuff. Maximize your Skype window and take a screenshot. Okay, cool. So Don went to the bathroom. He said he had to put, quote, eye drops in. That's a euphemism, if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So from what I saw from TFCon, they are going to be taking some steps to try and make things safer, like limiting the amount of people that are allowed on the showroom at a time. That's the one thing that stood out to me. And I hope it works for them. I have to imagine that it's expensive to cancel these hotel reservations, and they've already had to do that once this year.
Yeah, I've seen someone speculating that, they're probably like low-key kind of hoping that there will be some kind of a mandate that lets them gracefully exit from their agreement with their hotel for this year.
Yeah, that's happened with other events. They've had to hold out. Otherwise, they're completely SOL when it comes to that.
Which Orlando was one of those, I think. So they may have been okay on that one, but I would hate to have to see them cancel a second show in a year, let alone a third, because we still don't know what October is going to look like here.
So
scheduled for Chicago.
TFCon USA is jam packed. I've heard that the Canadian show, the Toronto show, doesn't have quite the attendance. Is that right from your experience?
I've only been there once, but there were plenty of people there in my experience.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's hard for me to even imagine them trying to limit people in the, I would not have the patience to be able to do that.
Oh,
I
can
tell you that.
I can't even really envision how they would execute such a plan.
I mean, they'll just have to count people going in and coming out and then have lines.
You've still got registration lines and
the
hotel lobby, the hotel bar. I hate to think of the...
That sounds horrific.
It does. Yeah. It sounds very hard to accomplish and still have a fun convention.
Especially with the social distancing aspect, how do you do a social convention when you're social distancing? I don't get it. But again, provided this goes through, I hope everybody who goes has a good time. I hope it's successful for them. Just, I can't go responsibly. I can't do it.
Well, now, if anyone's gone through the local Walmart, they may have seen this. There's like arrows on the way you're supposed to shop and crowd flow control on, you know, so they may try something. Again, it's Walmart is kind of like a convention center and you've got people coming and going and they're putting things in place with like, you know, traffic flows, counting people. So there may be some merit to at least that as a basic idea of how they're going to control, you know, they're going to have to section off, like, say, for example, the dealer's room can only be accessed from one particular door to count people, and the registration section's in one particular place, and they're counting people. So that way, all the areas are kind of accounted for. But like you said, Matt, the social areas, I don't know how they're going to do that, but at least there may be some possibility of using that same similar method.
So what we know is the folks who run TFCon are smart, and they run a very tight ship. So the benefit to what Don's saying, there are natural experiments. And so when in a previous job, part of my job was to process improvement and stuff, and a lot of what you have to do is basically do experiments. What does this work? Does that work? Does this work? Does that work? And then you try to build the best process. Everybody's doing this. So you can sort of pick and choose and see what's working and what isn't. And hopefully by, you know, September, they can put together a really good, tight, clean process to make this happen.
Please don't do the Walmart process because it does not work. I've been to Walmart three times and it's the problem is, people don't pay attention to the signs.
I
you have to idiot proof stuff.
I'm just saying. See, I was talking to my girlfriend about this, and basically, nothing like this has happened in recent memory. So we are writing the playbook for this situation now, and just like Brian said, and like Matt said, by the time we get there, they may have a better idea with what's happening now. I'm just using the Walmart example as something everyone's seen and can relate to as a possible structure.
Yep.
There's also the added problem of we don't know what border restrictions are going to be like come September.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you still have to socially distance for 2 weeks before they'll allow you into Canada currently. I think.
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That's very possible. And again, this may be one of the things they're hoping will have, you know, settled down some by the time they
get the show rescheduled. I can't say that with exact certainty. Yeah. I know there are certain border restrictions, but that's something you're going to want to look into before you go making your TFCon plans.
So TF Expo also postponed their convention until 2021, July 23rd to 24th. And that's in Kansas City. So that's, I mean, a lot of conventions are doing this. Are there any upcoming conventions in the UK that are going to have to go through this?
Well, there's TF Nation, but I don't think they've said anything one way or the other yet.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's the right thing to do. So yeah, it's a bummer. Let's see here. Anything else? So, one thing just, you probably already seen it, but Hasbro today in their press brief, and they also made the news this past week. They're using a facility in Rhode Island to make face shields that they're distributing to Massachusetts and I guess Rhode Island or Connecticut medical personnel. So that's something cool that's going on. We mentioned last week that SDCC is canceled. What other so who knows if New York Comic Con is going to happen? It's just a weird time, guys.
Yeah. So in Japan, Wonder Fest.
And yes, Tokyo, that's what I was thinking
Toy Show. Yeah. So Tokyo Toy Show is canceled outright for the year, as far as we can tell. Summer Wonder Fest is now Autumn Wonder Fest and is scheduled for November 1st.
So maybe by then, and of course that's in Japan, they're a little farther ahead this whole cycle than we are. So,
well, we can certainly say they're handling it different than we are.
This is true.
And there's also the thing of seasons, and some people are saying that we could see an even bigger.
If it follows the pattern of the 1918 flu pandemic, yeah.
In winter.
Yeah.
Which so, things aren't looking good on that track so far. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that they're wrong.
The people uh-huh, absolutely.
Saying,
same.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. So not a lot to report out of the Hasbro Q1 earnings report. Apparently there's going to be no Transformers movies until what? Did they even mention anything? So there's definitely nothing this year next.
Yeah, so they had like a roadmap for this year and next year, and there was not any Transformers, anything on it. So from that, we might infer that there's not going to be anything until 2022 at the earliest. But, you know, things can be added to the plans depending how various factors shape up.
Snake Eyes is going to be in October. So, see. Interestingly enough, not really Transformers related, but you see that AMC is basically now going to refuse to play any Universal movies when the theaters open back up because of the Trolls video on demand.
Specifically because Universal said, like, this did so well, we might reconsider in the future how movies should be distributed.
Yeah, we for the kids, we got Trolls, and...
Yeah, I assumed like the majority of that financial success was solely due to your household.
Well, yeah,
ordering it over and over again.
Yeah, well, you rent it for 2 days, and gosh, I mean, they watched it 5 or 6 times the first day, so that was really interesting. They could quote it pretty good by the end of the day. So you know, who knows? I'm just saying, maybe Snake Eyes, if theaters are maybe Paramount should look at running that through video on demand.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I think that is something everybody should be, like, seriously at least exploring the possibility of right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think normal movie theater behavior is going to happen anytime soon again.
No.
18 months. So
following up on the TFCon Toronto thing, Zakir, sorry if I'm mispronouncing your screen name in the chat, has actually informed us that non-essential travel to Canada is completely restricted right now. So if that doesn't change before September, nobody from the U.S. is going to TFCon.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to load up, but it's taken forever.
Oh, Don. That's interesting.
What did he find?
Yes, it now? Is.
Death Gary.
Oh.
Yeah. From Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah. Because I was looking at a completely different item.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
I know. And for those, Brian, I didn't know if you wanted to show that or not, since it is basically the Sky Gary mold from Return of Convoy
in arguably better colors.
Yeah, and so basically, it is a Transformer figure, just in the Brave series colors.
$28.
$28. So if you've ever wanted, I have that toy. So if you've ever wanted a Sky Gary from Return of Convoy, now it does. I don't think it has the connector to connect to. If you had a Grandis, it's missing some of the connectivity there. That they took it out for the Korean version. But $28 for basically Sky Gary is an incredible price, and it's in stock right now at BBTS.
Yeah, well, it's in my pile of loot now, so thank you, Don, for sharing that.
No problem. It's just, you know, not only is it Transformer and it's Brave, it's something, because we've all seen these at BotCon, piles of these things, because
yeah.
In Korea, you know, the people were bringing all this Brave stuff from Korea back in the late 90s and early 2000s because it was selling so well and it was everywhere. But seeing one now at that price is just really phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay, I just ordered one. I don't know how that fits into the RFC drinking game ecosystem. Ooh. But, you know, if there's a if there's like a point value for that, you know, drink up.
Sweet. Okay, awesome. Okay, that's good. Let's see here. Diecast, anything on the third-party front that we want to talk about?
No, not really anything that I thought about that I'm...
We didn't get to the news that you posted in the show notes last week. I didn't know if we wanted to recap that or if it's worth.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. My pre-orders in too.
that was, Fans Toys put out their pre-order for their Astro Train, which is their Thomas at $220.
Ooh.
So prices are going up on the Fans Toys figures, and apparently one of the reps from Fans Toys said that they're much cheaper in China. So I don't know what that, I don't know where the disconnect is.
Shouldn't
they
be cheaper in China though?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if they're supposed to be drastically cheaper.
Shouldn't they be drastically cheaper in China?
No, should they
well,
be?
Well, much reduced freight costs for one thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they're bulk shipping, so there's got to be, I mean, I know
even with shipping, bulk shipping, it's going to add something to the price, I would think. There's got to be logistical advantages to China.
Basically, what they said is Thomas in China, I think, works out to, and there might be exchange rates there too. So let's say about $130, $140, but over here it's $220.
Well, now, maybe they're having to pay a lot in bribes to get these through customs in the U.S.
Maybe.
But also, Diecast, look at some of the fan. Look at Sheridan. Sheridan is 90 to 110 on average, and he's just two modes and a much less complicated figure because you are looking at a triple changer. And this is not one of the old. I don't think this is one of the old Fans Toys like their Blur. Their Blur looks, from what I've seen on the reviews, it looks like it's one of their older engineered toys. I don't think the Astro Train is an older toy they're dragging out of mothballs, like the Soundwave. You know, they're bringing the Soundwave back out, but I'm not sure that if they did the engineering or not, or if they're going with the original mold.
No, that's not the original mold. They redid that whole thing.
Okay.
Diecast.
But I'm saying the Astro Train has a lot more complexity than Sheridan, and it's not a huge jump compared to what the two are, at least to me anyway.
So what was the other one, Diecast, that's up for pre-order?
The other one was...
If you can't think, it's okay, because I wanted to jump to something else, third-party, believe it or not.
Okay. I forget what the other one was, but Thomas was the big one that was sticking out in my head.
So this is not this is not an ad for Big Bad Toy Store, though it could be. Big Bad Toy Store, if you're good. So I saw this somewhere, and I didn't know what the news item was, and I happened to be looking at Big Bad just now. It's Vecma. I don't know who Vecma is, but the name is amazing. It's Head Warrior VS-04 Inspiration Bat. It's their Not Mind Wipe.
Is that the MFT?
I don't know. I don't have a thing about this.
That's probably the MFT. Yeah, I got that on pre-order. That's an awesome looking rap bat.
What's an MFT? Or,
Mind wipe.
Mech Fans Toys.
This is Vecma.
Or Micro Four Thirds, depending.
Micro Four Thirds, yeah. Vecma is that like it's like a knockoff of that or something? There are other toys clicking on it. Mammoth. Obstinate.
Yeah, that looks like
and the Sea MFT. Dragon.
Yeah, it looks like MFT.
What's Mammoth? What is that?
That makes a leg, so apparently it's going to be a combiner of some sort, but I don't understand it.
Yeah, but Inspiration Bat, the name is amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm surprised they're calling it Vecma on Big Bad Toy Store. That's definitely Mech Fans Toys, but...
Okay.
I like Obstinate as a name.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Is there anything else I can order on here?
Fight Super Mech Life versus Head Warrior.
And since it's the end of April, there's been rumors that the third party Unicron that's coming out should be either May or June. So I'm excited for that.
But I will remind you, we did get C-Cons before third party Unicron.
I did not get all my C-Cons yet. But I probably will because they're.
Within the next week, I would say.
Yeah. Hey, so you mentioned Unicron. John just posted this. It didn't even get an announcement on it. If you go to tfradio.net/shirt, it takes you to our t-shirt store. And there's a brand new Chaos shirt.
Oh, that looks good.
That's available.
Oh, the RFC review shirt is new since the last show, also.
Yes, you're right. I'll go to that in a second. But this sure looks great. Let's look at it in orange. That's no, that's yellow. Where's orange?
Next yellow.
Oh yeah. I can't see. So right there. Man, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
So, yeah, orange looks surprisingly red on the color picker, but when you actually like see it on the shirt, it looks very orange.
Yeah, it is very orange.
Here's the RC review shirt.
I'm gonna have to talk to John. We should have had a C-Con shirt before Unicron shirt.
Oh my god, oh, you're damn. Right.
Damn. All right, take it all down. Shut the store down until we fix this.
So, hey, thanks to everybody who's been buying stuff on this. This is awesome. I think I ordered a I've Got Better Things to Do shirt, I think.
Yeah, maybe you I have didn't. To get the green. It's like a requirement.
Yeah. I definitely have the Massey Attack. But, yeah, tfradio.net/shirt. It helps us out. Believe me. It's awesome. You can also use our Amazon link at tfradio.net/Amazon while you're still using it. Just bookmark that. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Click, hit enter. It pops up. Then, like, do Control D. Control D, that will bookmark it if you're on a computer. And just use that link whenever you buy something from Amazon. It helps us out. You don't have to do a thing other than shop from Amazon like you normally would. It would be great. We would love you forever. Is there any clearance Easter candy on there?
I've been looking, but I didn't find anything that looked too appealing.
Oh.
I did throw a box of Cadbury Cream Eggs on tfradio.net/clay list, though, because why not?
Oh, what? So I'll tell you one thing I ordered.
That's a pretty good price, actually.
I don't know if I should even go into this, but people are stuck at home. You can't do much of anything.
Go eat some Cadbury.
Go eat some Cadbury eggs. This is a life hack. This is like the HGTV section of the show. I bought this projector screen. It has hooks on it that so I have a projector screen for outside, but the frame takes like 30 minutes to put together. It's a pain in the butt. This one's even bigger than the one I have. This is 150 inches. The one I have is like 144. But there's flipping hooks on it. It comes with loops on it. It comes with the hooks. I'm just going to put it, like, hang it from my deck and then just, you know, point the projector that I have toward the house. And I can set this thing up in like 5 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it's just like summer's coming. The weather's nice. It's a cheap screen. Projectors are cheap. You can get a projector for less than $100 now. So if you're stuck at home, it's something worth doing. So, I am definitely, looking forward to using this. I should have it next week. I'm just hanging it from my deck, and it's going to be a little lower by a couple feet than the screen that I have now. But, eye level is more natural anyway for watching. So I'm actually pretty excited about this. I might actually start gaming outside again.
Alternately, you can just raise your deck by like 2 feet.
I could do that.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It'll keep you busy for a while.
Yeah, it would.
Uh-huh.
Like ultimately, if we move, I want to build like a permanent fixture for a screen. So this might be one where
outhouse.
Yeah. This might be one where I would have the fixture set up and then I would just have the hooks on it and, you know, use this. Again, cheap screen. This reviews on it are good. I'm pretty excited. Watch Transformers the movie on it.
Anani TF says, use it in a podcast. Transmit Don's apartment on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea. Let's see here. What else? You can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/672. In fact, if you just, for any episode of RSC, plug in the episode number. After tfradio.net, you can pull up anything that we have listed there. That's pretty cool. One thing that you really should be doing, though, you know, we haven't mentioned it this show because we're doing a soft sell. But if you want to join our Patreon, it'd be great. We have exclusive content out there. I'm working on the next trading card. I guess it's going to be Don. He sent me some photos, and I hate not to use them, so... I was hoping to have that shipped sent to the printer around this time. It'll probably be 2 or 3 weeks after. It's a slight delay. But if you remember at the touched level, you get those. Though I'll be honest with you, I have a big inventory of the diecast cards I over-purchased just because they're so cheap. Maybe we'll figure out some way to respectfully distribute those. Maybe to folks. Maybe we'll do something like Diecast will, you know, put on cologne and then rub the card on the cologne on his neck or something, and maybe not.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it does sound weird, so let's not do that. Okay. No, people who are just at the touch level, those are exclusives to you. So even if I do have a box of like 300 of them, I'll use them to level furniture, but that's probably not a good idea either. But but speaking of people at the touch level, you get a mention on the show each week because we love you. And that Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Hamilton, Jason W. Rye, Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, Matthew Dedman, Hector Bones, Brian Cooper, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob, Rabbits, and Emmett Stresovich. You know, next week, I need to put this in the show notes. Brian, note to self, what's next week? The 6th.
It's 673.
Yeah. 5-6.
Yeah, made.
Episode 673. Mention every patron at the end of the show. So we'll go through next week and actually thank everybody because you're awesome.
So for next week's show, be sure to get a big bowl of popcorn.
Yes.
And, you know, enjoy that while you or perhaps someone you know is getting a shout out at the end of the show.
Yes. You guys rock.
And if you want to get a shout out, join during this week and you'll get on for next week.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. So we'll get that up next week. Let's see here. I'm on Twitter at BKilby, on Instagram at Brian Kilby. We are on. You can also find me at BrianKilby.com. I'm going to post more podcast stuff up there soon. And hopefully my Sanford and Son and Transformers fanfic, which I have made minimal progress on. But if I can get some of this work off my plate, that will be my next thing. You know, this whole lockdown has meant more work for me. Work has picked up, plus stuff with the kids. So I have actively less time than I had 3 months ago. By a large margin. So, you know, I'm not complaining. Obviously, for a lot of people, it's much worse. But, you know, I was hoping to maybe be a little more productive than I am, but it's just not there. But, yeah, I hope to do that. I'll have that up at BrianKilby.com, and I hope to have quote-unquote audiobook versions available as well. That'd be great. We are at tfradio.net for all our podcasts going back 20 years, over 20 years at this point. Again, patreon.com/TF radio. You can help us out, you know, as little as what, $4 a month. It's so easy. It's so easy to help RFC. Somebody should write a song. We are on Twitter at TF radio, Facebook at facebook.com/TF radio, TF podcast on Instagram. And then I stopped mentioning usernames on the rest of these services because you just have to look for us. We're on YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, virtually everywhere. Virtually. So again, we're doing It's a Done Deal tomorrow. So by the time you listen to this, we probably have already recorded, but you can always leave a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT, 931-994-6268. You can also send a text there, and hopefully we'll get it on. John DeLune is not here. He's at that John D. Virtually everywhere.
Virtually.
Rob Springer's own, Ruby Rob Springer and zonebase.org. And John primarily is on Twitter and Twitch. Reminded me, I'm going to try to do some more Twitch stuff. I've got all these video games. I might as well play them. And I think I'm going to go ahead and just do that stuff through our, the RSE Twitch account.
Why not?
Yeah, it'll mostly be Transformer stuff to keep it topical. But I don't think people will complain too much if I pull out some Keith Courage and Alphas. Maybe people will complain. So,
and people would be really entertained if you played, like, you know, PC Beast Wars for a while and just decided that you hate life.
Do I have it on PC? I used to years ago.
Well, you either have PC PlayStation. PlayStation. Yeah,
I need to get on the PC.
So, like, for me, I associate that being a PlayStation game, but I've seen the majority of people who talk about it refer to it as the PC game, so I just kind of go with that.
It is $5.
Just like how oddly people seem to mostly call Transmetal the fighting game a Nintendo 64 game, where for me, that's a PlayStation game.
Mm. Yeah.
And those are two completely different games.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Transmetals?
Yeah.
They're not completely different, are they?
They're very different.
I mean, it's not like you could just port one game directly over to the other, so it's not like it's a one for one. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not a one for one.
Okay. I'm going to buy a copy of this and we'll stream it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm certain what the Microsoft game bar, whatever the heck it's called, is going to pop up when I'm playing it. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to yourself? Life. Yeah. here, $5. Where is it shipping from? Missouri. Okay, buying it now.
That'll only be a few days, probably. Hopefully.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully we'll have that by next week. Sweet. Okay. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, if you're interested in toy photography, galleries, articles about toys and photography, you can check out playwithphotography.com, where I keep all those things. I also would suggest following on social media at either instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter, or even better, both. If you've been following me there or check it out right now, you will find some photos I've taken recently of the Robots in Disguise Stormshot Deluxe or Warrior Class toy, which is something that I like a whole lot, which hopefully shows in the pictures I've shared of it. With my fancy new orange background, which isn't really fancy, it's just a piece of orange card that I'm lighting well.
Ooh,
nice. I have two of that Storm Shot, and every once in a while I will get one or both out and just like remind myself of how cool of a simple, really nicely made toy it is. Robots in Disguise had some really good toys in its second and third year.
Absolutely.
Like, it is such an underestimated line from what I can tell. If you like the photography work I do or, you know, related things and would like to help me do more of it or just show a little support, you can do that for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. If you'd like to follow me personally on Twitter, I'm at ChrisRTXV. I don't think I have anything interesting going on to really, like, you know, motivate anybody to follow me, but, you know, there you go. If you want to just do a random act of nice thing for me, I have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist with a variety of photography related things, fun things, and completely unrealistic things that nobody will ever buy me. But, you know, you don't get anything without asking. So there it is.
Yeah. Didn't Kojaker buy Don that video game thing?
Yes, that sounds awesome. Right.
Yes.
I don't remember what that video game thing was, but I do remember that's a thing that happened. Also, you know, one of our kind listeners, audience members, fans, did do a really generous thing for me and get me the Legacy Dragon Dagger, which I have kept in a box so it does not get dinged up rattling around in my room.
That's really nice.
Yeah. I really enjoy that. It's very fun to grab out of the box and just kind of swing around irresponsibly and hope that I don't put a hole through my TV with it because it's very heavy.
Yeah,
which is another reason for it to stay in the box when I'm not using it.
Yeah, what Kojaker got me was Tempest, which is one of all-time favorite classic. I mean, it was one of the first games that ever came out, so it's a lot of fun. I've stress relieved a lot with that, blowing things to pieces.
Yeah, Kojaker's awesome. I haven't seen her online lately, so hopefully she's okay. Hopefully. Let's see here. Diecast, how are people going to hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can like my page on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And you can see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool. Don.
Don, yes. @TFYLP, and also on mute right now. Give him a second.
Don wants you to please buy an RFC review shirt on the tfradio.net/shirt.
Yep, exactly.
He's trying hard.
That's
there he goes. Don, you're on.
There. Okay, finally. Thank you, Skype. I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR. Massey can be reached through me if you want to shower him with praise, so maybe he won't attack me because he's looking at me hungrily right now. So He either wants a pound of flesh or some Friskies. I'm not sure which.
Cool. Awesome. Rob.
Okay. I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Rob Flails. Flailthroughs is my YouTube channel. I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2. It is a free-to-play shooter for the PS4. And I'm enjoying that quite a bit. They're doing a lot of Zeta Gundam suits. This last week was the Barzam. It's the only one I haven't gotten yet, but they're putting a bunch of fun stuff in there. And every Thursday, the game updates. So check out my channel tomorrow morning to see what has been added. If you like what I do on Flailthroughs, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can throw me a couple of bucks. And so
Sorry.
Mm-hmm? No, go for it.
No, go ahead and finish. I'll ask you when you're done.
Okay, and you can request specific mobile suits, color combinations, weapons, what have you. And of course, my Amazon wishlist is tfradio.net/claim.
So, from your observations, you know, as you look into things of the game, is the Barzam actually like a good unit in the game?
I haven't encountered it too many times, but it can use the Gundam Mark II's basically entire arsenal, and the Mark II, of course, is pretty solid. It also has a beam.
That makes sense given the in-universe design lineage.
Yeah, and it also has its own charging beam rifle, which is pretty much my weapon of choice. So I'm kind of hoping to get a hold of that.
So, as we wrap up the show, if you heard the noise, I'm just pulling Ultra Magnus out of the package.
Couldn't you wait 5 minutes?
No, it's so beautiful. Now,
does that have all the parts? Like, does that have the buggy with it, Brian?
It does not have the buggy, no.
Oh.
No, it's just Ultra Magnus in a different deco.
And Matt can be found in awe of Brian's powered convoy Ultra Magnus.
No, he wants the buggy.
Oh, I'll take the powered convoy without.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I prefer to have the buggy.
That's what just beach.
Oh yeah.
Is that what that is?
No, it was
like a roller type support thing, vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Beachcomber. Okay.
No, so that's a Diaclone toy. Beachcomber was a microchange toy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Also, speaking of Diaclone and microchange and like old G1 stuff, I want to give a shout out to something that a few people are doing on Twitter right now. They're calling it the Great Cybertronian Write-Off. It's Maz, Toybox, Soapbox, and Sixo. Doing little photo coverage and write-ups of various G1 toys. They're posting one a day on Twitter. They've just wrapped up the whole 1984 lineup, and on Monday they're going to move on to 1985. So I believe they have that under the hashtag GCWO. So you can go look for that or any of their individual accounts. They're tweeting and retweeting that every day. It's been really cool to watch, and I've been meaning to mention that on the show.
Oh, and Rob wanted to mention something too, that he and I both were talking about last week. Do you want to mention that? You know what I'm talking about?
I do not remember, so it's best if you do.
Okay, so since Rob and Chris have parted officially from T-Formers, Jack has been doing a lot more of the heavy lifting, and I have loved what he's been doing with the Twitter. Right in the past, admittedly, it was mostly automated stuff, but he's like taken the reins on that, and it's some really fun stuff. I like he has an insane Optimus Prime collection.
Yeah,
like, and it's a world-class Optimus Prime collection.
Yeah, he's been doing a series of daily Prime posts. There is now a section for that on tformers.com, so you can look them up. But he's just been showing off some of the more, you know, rare, esoteric. Weird stuff from his Optimus Prime collection, and it has been great. So,
it's a world-class collection. It's pretty amazing. And I really like the look of T-Formers. I think his redesign looks phenomenal. So,
yeah, mm-hmm. It looks good.
Yeah. So while, Rob and Chris are doing, a lot of new stuff for us, I mean, I still use T-Formers. Use it from time to time in the show. It's just there's not a lot of news to talk about. So,
yeah,
if we don't cover it, it's worth talking about. We'll use it from T-Formers, and I love the look of the site. I think Jack's done a great job, and it's all done by hand.
Yeah,
or at least it used to be. That's what blows me away.
I think that's still pretty much the case.
Yeah, all by hand. That's amazing. Okay, cool. Anything else? That it? Nope. Okay.
As I know that's it.
We'll see you next week. Don't forget our live stream Saturday, May 9th, 12 p.m. Eastern. We'll figure it out.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron.
Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?